Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. In North America, where I am, the festival called Lugnasad, which celebrates the harvest of grains, is often focused on corn. But the traditional lore talks of barley corn. Barley corn is simply a grain of barley, one of the oldest cultivated grains. When we gather on Zoom for Lugnasad ritual on August 2nd, I'll be sharing a song about John Barleycorn and the significance of his legend to the agricultural cycle. I hope you'll join us. Check the show notes for a link to the event. I spend lots of time, probably more time than is reasonable, trying to figure out how to change the world. I know, be the change and all that. But I get frustrated because the world I want to see isn't the world everyone wants to see. I know you may find this hard to believe, and please roll your eyes with me here, but there are some humans who only care about the well-being of one being, themselves. And this may make you gasp, but there are conflicting interests out there that make it hard to just do the things that need to be done to make the world wonderful for all beings. And yeah, I'm being sarcastic, but it's either that or bang my head against my desk a few times. And now I'll do what needs to be done. Force changes into the world with some great power I suddenly have over others? Of course not. I'll get real. Whenever I notice that I'm beating myself up for not being able to make change happen out there, or I start hating on other humans for not changing everything about their lives that doesn't align with my grand vision for the world, I shapeshift. In her book, Shamanic Reiki, Lynn Roberts writes, "We've all had the experience of shifting our energy, expression, posture, or even our mindset and attitudes when a situation really demanded it. Shape-shifting is innate to all of us. Our ability to embody, to manifest, and to experience the energy we focus on, whether merging with an animal, a vision of the self we aspire to be, or even to become invisible, is a powerful tool that everyone can cultivate. I remember in the early days of my yoga practice how the simple act of straightening up my posture changed the way I felt physically, but also changed my confidence in myself and how I felt putting myself out there in the world. Seriously, I was a big sloucher. At work, I'd sit at my desk hunched over, hoping nobody noticed me or my work. I took horse riding lessons in my early 20s, and my coach used to shove a riding crop down the back of my shirt, so I had to sit up straight. It was bad. I never would have recorded a podcast or put my writing on a blog or talked in front of people. But changing my posture changed my energy. Since then, I've done lots of shape-shifting work on my yoga mat, in shamanic journeys and meditations and rituals. Shape-shifting is out there in the magical realms, yeah. But nothing says we can't get real in another reality. Through the practice of shape-shifting, I connected with the power that was actually available to me and became someone who is in no way going to change the whole world in one go, but is more than capable of changing myself to better serve my vision of well-being for all beings. When I started grad school last semester, I was excited about how I was going to become one of those people who gives fancy speeches at conferences and revs up the crowds at rallies with my brilliance and energy. Everyone was going to get on board with my vision. All it took was 1 week before I was in one of those situations where I had to get real and shapeshift. Because I was returning to school after 30 years, and I had no idea what it meant to be a scholar or how to navigate academia. The first couple of weeks, I think I for real cried every day. So while I was learning the ins and outs of academic writing and how to read efficiently so I could get through the whole book I had to read in 4 days, I sat and envisioned myself at a podium in front of a crowd, paying attention to my every word. I straightened my spine, rolled my shoulders back, embodying my vision of a confident scholar, a dynamic speaker whose words are going to change the world. And I hold that vision while I try to figure out how to cite my sources and try to get my reading done while my grandson is napping. And hopefully not snoozing with him instead. The more time I spend being who I aspire to be, the more I understand how much work I need to do, real work, on myself and behind the scenes, no fun stuff that me will still be doing before she steps up to any podium. Will she change the whole world? Not a chance. Will she make a dent in the resistance to change by inspiring one or two other humans to care? I believe she will. I can feel it. The practice I'm offering in this episode is based on one we teach in shamanic Reiki trainings, but it doesn't require any background in Reiki or shamanism for that matter. All you need to try it is a willingness to engage your imagination. I'm going to suggest that you are seated for this practice, but make yourself comfortable however best serves you. Once you settle in for this practice, bring your hands together and start to rub your palms together. Make them hot. And when you can feel the heat and maybe a little tingling between your hands, pause and then slowly, slowly, slowly separate your hands. gently pulling them away from each other, and notice if you feel any energy between your hands. Maybe they feel a little bit magnetic, like there's resistance to opening your hands. If you're very visual, you might even be able to see little lines of energy between your hands. Let's just play with this. See how far apart you can take your hands, moving slowly. And notice when you stop feeling that energy. If you're practiced at this, you may be able to get pretty far apart with your hands. And then also play with moving your hands back towards each other, as if you're compressing the energy between your hands. Maybe you feel some resistance to that now, as if there's something in the way between your hands. And you know, if you're not getting this right away, just start over, rub your hands together again, and just start to play with the hands very close together until you get that sense of that energy. And then if you have that feeling of the energy being compressed between your hands, imagine that that energy is forming into a ball. You can use your hands to shape that into a nice sphere, or just imagine that it's doing it on its own. And again, if you're visual, you might be able to see that ball of energy. Maybe it's white or gold or blue. Really feel that energy. And then gently turn your palms up and imagine that ball of energy just floating there in front of you. And you can let your hands down. And if you prefer to journey with your eyes open, you can do that, keeping your focus ahead of you on the ball or on a focal point. But don't focus hard. Really allow your gaze to be soft. And imagine that sphere of energy, the ball of energy getting larger. Right? So it's in front of you. Maybe it's pulsing a little bit as it opens, expands. You created that sphere of energy. It is of you. Now imagine that you can put any intention into that ball of energy that you'd like. So maybe a vision of you for the future, maybe just something that you're working on right now that you would like to give some energy to. Some change that you're trying to bring about in your own life. And in a moment, I'm going to start drumming, and we're going to play with that ball of energy and intention. Stay present with your ball of energy. Remember, if you can't see it, you may be able to feel it in front of you or simply sense or know that it's there. desire, you can close your eyes. And you can still be with that ball of energy. Maybe seeing through your mind's eye. And take some breaths. And as your body expands and contracts, the ball of energy that you have created pulses with your breath. Begin to reach out with your mind's eye, your awareness, and get a real sense of this energy and the intention that you built into it. Of energy floating in front of you, the sphere of energy. Ask this energy to merge with you. Imagine this sphere of energy dissolving into little particles, thousands of them, losing its sphere shape and flowing into you, into your heart. And feel that energy begin to move through you, you are still you. You are not becoming that sphere of energy that you created. You are simply trying it on, as if you were slipping into some wonderful clothes made just for you. Take a moment with that to notice how it feels. How does it feel to have that energy flowing through you? How does it feel to have your intention in your body? Notice if any emotions come up. Keep in mind that this is the energy you created, and these are your intentions. They are not trapping you. You can control them, and you can change them again. So just notice what feelings come up. energy, an intention that you have invited to merge with you, to show you something. You may be able to see differently through your eyes, as if that intention was already true. Perhaps you can hear messages from the energy. Or have them simply arrive in your head. Perhaps you get a different sense of how you can be in your body. If this intention is true, notice how the energy is showing you that your intention is true. It has already happened. How does your physical body respond? Allow this time with your energized intentions to unfold, however it will. Feel that energy. Feel that intention. And allow the connection between you to disconnect. All those little particles, sparkles flow out through your heart. they gather in front of you and reform that sphere. Know when all of the energy has returned to the sphere. And reach your hands out. One hand on each side of the sphere. And gently compress it back into a ball that fits between your palms. And hold that sphere in the palm of your hands. Take a big breath in and blow it away. Know that the intentions carried in that bubble of energy being received by the universe. And notice again how you feel. What was left behind from your experience of shape-shifting into that energy? And take that with you into whatever tasks you have at hand. Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week, and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.